Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian cinch. He's a bearded wonder. What?
Good day, Tony.
Fucking little Guns N' Roses, Paul.
Hell yeah.
Bruce, do the dang thing.
What's going on?
What's going on, dude? What's going on, dude? Otter, how are you?
You know what, Tony? We are riding Southside right now, and so I'm happy sweet. I didn't tweet it out because
getting fucking walked.
Yeah, we're down 3-0 to the fucking Rockies. So
I was ball last night.
Ooh, 3-2. I was sitting on 4-1 until the Dads got one in the fourth.
I'm pumped to get back into baseball here in a few weeks, but
Mariners hit 4 straight balls to the warning track.
Maybe they should get in the fucking weight room.
That's a tough stadium, dude. That's a tough stadium to hit bombs.
You can't do that in baseball.
A little low T.
October 7th is the first game. Remember that Friday? That Friday. People forget about this. It's one of the greatest fucking gambling days of all time, or gambling weekends, I should say, of all time. Baseball does a great job. I believe they have a game at like 12, 2, 5, late night, blah, blah, blah. That first weekend of MLB playoffs, you also have Thursday night football. You got fucking college football games all weekend. You got that's a cream of the crop betting weekend.
Drop in a fucking NHL bet in there just for shits and giggles.
They start in October.
Yeah, it's like 40, 45 days or something.
Yeah, they tell because the league was all fucked up because of COVID. Now we're getting back to regular schedule.
What?
Yeah, NHL always starts like beginning of October.
NHL, wow. Night. Not for me, I can tell you it doesn't. October 11th it starts this year.
Oh, yeah.
As I always say, NHL and NBA,
NHL, you just find a couple teams to ride, and that's what we do.
Oh, yeah, we know that's how Gumpy rolls. Today, we will have some baseball, speaking of. We will have some college football. We will have some NFL as well, which I think we should jump into right now. We're going to do a little line movement as far as that's concerned for week 2 NFL games. Some news first and foremost before for the Thursday night game. Keenan Allen is out. It's a damn shame.
It's tough.
And then McDuffie.
McDuffie
is a big one. Corner I'm worried about that. This Chiefs game feels like
also
feels like Broncos Seahawks all over again.
What, bro? Okay, so that one opened. Did you know where it opened at?
Was it 2.5?
2.5, which is a nice little number if you are betting on the favorite Kansas City Chiefs, which guess what? People did, because the number has shot through the key number of 3 and all the way up to 4.5. 72% of the bets are on Kansas City. Is it too much? I know you've never been a huge Chargers guy.
At that number, like when I was talking about Broncos Seahawks, at that number, everything tells me to take the Chargers.
Yes.
But I thought the same about the Broncos on Monday, and I took the Seahawks.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I personally probably...
Like, I lean Chargers, but everything is saying Mahomes, fuck you tour to me.
It is. We've talked about how the Chargers have played the Chiefs well.
But the Cardinals could be very bad.
I agree. Chandler
Jones.
Super worried about that team. They're injured. Rondale Moore was out. D-Hop was suspended. J.J. Watt was out. Who did they sign back?
That line is at 5.5 now. The Raiders are laying 5.5 against the Cardinals.
I know.
Jesus.
What was his name? Marcus Golden out too, I think. So we'll see as it goes on, but 4.5 is quite the number here for the...
I might go total here and just hold on.
Andy?
It feels like it.
Undy, right?
You're going
Chargers under? Chargers didn't score that much against a Raiders defense that is not great on the back end.
So if you want to talk about that one, the total opened up 52.5. It is now 54.5. 2 points there, and it's only going to keep going up. It's juiced minus 115 to or no, it might stay there.
Yeah, it might stay there.
It might come
down. Fuck. I'm not ready to lock in.
Bruce, any trends or anything you got rolling on this game?
Actually, I
could do that.
Yeah, I mean, trends would likely be in support of the Chargers, I imagine.
I would imagine that as well.
But I am already on the Chiefs.
Okay.
I took them money line. I'm mostly concerned about the lack of Keenan Allen, just trusting Mike Williams and the receiving core to keep pace with Patty Mahomes, Kelsey, and the Chiefs, because, you know, thinking shootout, high total, like you mentioned, I just think it's pretty likely that
the Chargers Chiefs
win by a touchdown. This game's basically what you think of the Raiders and Cardinals.
Yeah.
Sure. Like, do you think the Chargers forced those mistakes, or do you think Derek Carr just made bad decisions?
Okay, everything could be true both ways. A little bit. Trends actually, they're a little, I don't know. Chargers are 6-2 ATS in September, last 8 in September. 5-2 ATS their last 7 Thursday games. Okay. But they're also 3-7 ATS in their last 10 versus the AFC, and even more, 1-4 ATS versus a team with a winning record. Chiefs 6-1 ATS their last 7 home games. 4-1 ATS their last 5 against the AFC West. 9-3 their last 12 overall and as a favorite. So actually trends probably point to the Chiefs a little bit here. Interesting one there. As we go on, as the time tends, opened at 4.5, is now at 5.5. I think there's some sixes out there too, right? There are some sixes out there for Jets and Browns. A lot of the talk on this game, and I believe the total is down to 40.5 from 43.5. So a lot of under money coming in here. The money for the side is coming in on 72% Cleveland. Not a shocker there after how the Jets looked in week one. The main gambling question that I have heard this week is, do the Browns have an offense this season where you're going to feel comfortable that they're going to win by a touchdown or 6 or more?
You know what I might dive into on this one? The under on the Jets team total.
Ooh, what is it?
16.5, I believe.
Ooh. Could be the best bet ever, or it could be over.
Here's what I'll tell
you. Could be done in the
Flacco threw 60 times and only had 300 yards.
That defensive line for Cleveland, too, are fucking menaces.
They do eat.
I think, that's a. I like
don't that. Don't hate it, pal. Especially if the.
I just think about how long's it been since we've seen Joe Flacco play anything close to good football.
Years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Years.
And you can't run against the Browns. McCaffrey ran for 30 yards.
Jets 6-13 ATS in their last 19. Browns, I mean, this was with a team last year that was just discombobulated. 0-5 ATS in their last 5 as a favorite. 1-4 ATS in their last 5 at home. Now, that was with Baker last year, and that team at the end of the year was not good. I feel like they had given up on the season there, but there was some a 2-point line movement there. There was 2-point line movement in the first one. Let's see here.
If this thing keeps moving, I'm definitely going to take the Jets. I know I said yesterday I could see myself on the Jets, but the more I think about it, like. I think they'll be able to slow down the Browns rushing enough, and I love the weak move, the progression from Lamar to Jacoby. I think their defense should be flying around, and if Joe Flacco can throw up, you know, basically
that's, get that's to that team thing, total. That's my thing, Bruce. Like, I'm with you on all of that, but I...
Hey, Garrett Wilson looks pretty good week one.
I don't know how Flacco gets anybody the ball.
I agree.
I think
I don't know how Flacco makes a play.
I think Cade York could decide basically every single Browns game this season.
He might. He absolutely might. And he feels like he's good enough.
I don't think they'll
cover anything. So that was, there was the, since 2003, week two dogs coming off a loss.
Yep.
93-76-4. Jets would fall under that, yes. That staple.
And,
yeah, dude.
What?
I mean, I feel like you have to take Cleveland really now before the sharp, like any sharp money.
Oh, comes yeah, on.
It's gonna go to take seven it. Probably.
Take so. It
like, taking I'm doing, it I'm doing half, a money like, line parlay, and I'm not putting the Browns in it.
No. Take it now because it will. It's 5.5 at FanDuel, but every other book has it at 6 already. So just pretty good indicator that it is gonna go to 6 at FanDuel as well, or 6.5 to be honest.
Yeah, I like it. I'm putting a bet in right now. Cleveland -5.5.
If that's the side, you should do it now, probably. Total that opened 4.5 is down to 2.5. Bucks were -4.5 at open, and they are now down to 2.5.
They opened -4.5?
Yeah, so if you wanted to get, let me see when they were -4.5. Was that like?
Yeah, are you doing like the look aheads?
No, I'm not doing the look aheads.
Week two did come out before the season started, so it might be.
Let me see.
Yeah, they were. They've been 2.5.
All right, don't yell at me, dude.
Jeez, I'm just saying. Take it easy, Bruce.
Take it easy.
You're confusing me. It's not moving.
Well, this
I is, got.
It's always
what I'm seeing is -3 to -2.5.
You're right, though. It was 4.5 in June.
Yeah, and
that one I did. That one I did do.
And the since. Sunday night, the Chargers has moved from 3.5 to 4.5.
So yes.
It's really just a point.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've talked about how we at 2.5. Did we have the Saints yesterday at 3.5?
No, 2.5.
I don't know, but I love the Bucs at 2.5.
On Sunday night, it was juiced to the 2.5, and now today it's still juiced to the 2.5.
But for the Bucks, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's gone up to the 3.5 and come back down or not.
Man, but the 2.5, you could buy New Orleans to 3.5 for, let's see here.
What's -140, I think we did this exercise, right?
Did we do it yesterday?
Yeah, I think we did this exact same thing yesterday.
No way.
Yeah, but I think I think it was because like the Bucks were like -135, which made no sense, or -2.5, -135, which made no sense. And then if you bought the point, it was like I don't know.
+3.5, -140,
yeah. 142, yeah. Something to think about if you're on the same side.
Didn't realize there was two Monday nighters this week.
Oh yeah,
I hate that.
You hate it?
Well, the game this week was just so good as a standalone, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
I hate it too. I mean, I have to stay.
I mean, I don't hate it. I'm never going to hate extra football. It's just that's they're going to coincide at some point, right?
Yeah. I don't mind it because, like, when there was 9 games going on at 1 o'clock on Sunday,
heart attack.
Like, Jesus fucking Christ. Well, dude, that's my one
issue. The greatest week one of all time to be like, I don't remember a week one with that many finishes.
That was so awesome because it was 1 o'clock and like you could be juiced the rest of the day and it was like, fuck yeah, this is football.
Sure.
I was not ready. It was 10 o'clock and I was sucking down a fucking tall coffee.
Shit drives me
insane. Trying to get the day going.
Drives me insane when they have 9 1 o'clock games and then 3 or 4... 4:25 games. Let's split those evenly so it's easier to watch.
Yeah, that's okay? What I hate is why is there only like what was there 4 at 1 or yeah. 4 at 4? Sorry,
4:30. Yeah, 4:25. Whatever. On. Yeah, I'd like to split those more evenly. 1.5 Giants and Panthers. That number doesn't really matter as far as a number. Take the money line, whichever. If you're on the favorite, if you're on the Giants, there. That one's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Would that open
I want to take the Panthers, but Christ.
So that was +1.5 on Sunday night. It is now +2.5, unless it moved back to 1.5.
It's back to 1.5.
It's back to 1.5. Yeah. Wow.
Things jumping around.
Yeah, my confidence is starting to wane a bit. The hopium is starting to subside. I'm getting a little bit worried about the Panthers coming to town.
If Saquon is back, the Giants are
much
possibly the second best team in that division right now.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Especially with like who they've added on their O-line and just how it, I actually kind of think the right tackle's gotten a lot better. It looked like this last game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, imagine if they still had Blake Martinez.
Wow. Imagine.
We're seeing two-way money on that one. Split right down the middle.
Yep.
That's a tough game. Like that's one that I'm going to bet, but I shouldn't, you know?
Yeah, New York will end up steaming it, I'm sure, to 3.5, and then who knows?
If I get the Panthers at 3.5, I'm going to have to take that. But that does kind of seem like the battle of like the pretenders, contenders, like who are these fucking teams?
Well, I don't know. So last year they played in the like overpaid running backs or injured bowl, which was Saquon was out, Christian McCaffrey was out, and they duked it out, and the Giants actually beat them like 35-3, I believe. So there could be some revenge on the mind of the Panthers. But you know, I do think that top down the Giants defense is better than the Panthers defense and all parts except for, you know, basically Baker and Danny are going to be standing in the pocket against each other, and it's who turns the ball.
You like the Giants
best.
Defense?
The only reason I lean Panthers here is because I think Baker might have they clicked in the second half.
Yeah,
I like the Panthers too. The
right, Panthers like that's defense. The only that's my only reasoning for liking the Panthers because they looked good in the second half.
I say that
first
today.
Half was a fucking mess.
I say that today, but Friday pick could be completely opposite way. You think there's more money on or more bets on the Steelers or Patriots?
I know this answer already.
Steelers.
It's Steelers.
Yeah, they're getting fucking 79%.
Have you seen the amount of
that's
money?
What? Yeah, 82%
on money.
On FanDuel. No. So if on FanDuel, if you click on stats, it shows you where the money and the spreads are at on FanDuel. Now on a different book, it could be different. But on FanDuel, let me check the other books.
That is wild. Is that just because people think Mac might not play?
No, because if they didn't think Mac was going to play, the line would have moved a lot more.
Yeah, I think it's just
respect. But no, like bettors thinking that. Like just to save yourself, like jump on it early, like Bengals, Cowboys.
Maybe jump on it early just before other people do. I don't know. I think Mike Tomlin gets a lot of respect for sharp bettors.
Yeah, Mitt, if you're looking at the other books, 66 Steelers percentage of bets, 60% of the money is on the Pats.
Yeah, so that's what I saw, and I think I'm leaning Pats there just because I kind of think, I don't know, big emotional win for the Steelers, like long-winded game. Ooh. Pats kind of got fucking blown out. Bill Belichick goes into those team meetings and rips people apart. I mean, they kind of – I hope
Hold
they come
the
out
– Hold the phone. Are we at 2.5?
For what?
Steelers?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
I thought this was a pick'em.
No. 2.5 plus 2.5 Steelers.
Whew.
Big news just came out. If you thought about if you were going to be on the Lions or if you were going to be on the football team, DeAndre Swift did not practice today due to an ankle injury. So,
Lions might cover, but that's as a fucking underdog, dude. This is a whole different story. New territory.
I mean, it's only Wednesday,
I'm riding with Carl till the wheels fall
he's
off.
He's probably fine.
DeAndre he's probably fine. I mean, it's only Wednesday.
Who is the king of that? Alshon Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Colts are 4.5 at the Jags. Alec Pierce, concussion protocol in that one.
That's that feels like a must play on the Colts at that number.
I don't know. We'll see. Dolphins are still staying steady at 3.5 against the Ravens.
Armstead hasn't practiced this week. If he is out, they're going to bring the heat, dude.
Dude.
He plays through shit, though. That's what McDaniel said today. I think he'll be out there on Sunday, but our O-line is
banged up.
We're already... I mean, we lost Austin Jackson, which is pretty much, you probably put a pylon where he plays, so we'll be all right there. But if Armstead is out, we are fucked.
All right, those are the 1 o'clock games. Let's go through some of the college football games. Noon, South Carolina is at Georgia. Georgia's 24.5 point favorites. They beat South.
Not talking to
they
this
beat
shit.
They beat South Carolina by, I want to say, 27 last year.
I am all over this. I think South Carolina is fucking horrible. I think Spencer Rattler had one good year at Oklahoma where Lincoln Riley hid a bunch of his flaws. I think Georgia's defense is just reloaded. They are basically the exact same team as last year. Stetson Bennett's just going out there, being the full-time starter. Let's go. Get him at 24 right now before it gets to 35.
Did you see what Stetson's numbers were against Oregon?
Yeah, like that number does seem short, doesn't it?
No,
like
I did
Oregon's
not.
Better than South Carolina.
He was 25 of 31 for 368 and two touchdowns. Here, yes, they only gave up three to Oregon, but you know what the most surprising stat for me was? Their defense, Georgia's defense, only has one sack in the first two games. Now they've only given up 3 points, I think, total, but that was a little surprising to me. On the other side, now here's what it is. Rattler's been sacked 9 times in the first 2 weeks. So we'll see if Georgia gets some pressure this week. And on the other side, I don't think South Carolina has 2 sacks in their first 2 games. So
that seems like a decent number.
It does, right? So they just lost by 14 to Arkansas. What would the line be? Georgia and Arkansas.
Probably like 20.
Probably 17, 14. 17, 17. So something about there. Oklahoma, Nebraska, we talked about a little bit yesterday. It's 10.5. Thanks. No thanks for me.
It could be the under of the day.
Could be. I know.
Brent Venables.
Could also be Oklahoma.
What'd you say?
Could be Oklahoma. Like if Scott Frost was coaching, we would be taking 10.5.
Yeah. Which way?
With Oklahoma.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? So I don't know what's changed in a fucking week.
Well, it's just you don't know how they're either going to come out flying, like you know, new era, new us playing for.
I don't like
pride
to bet.
And all that.
I don't like your bet. I don't like to make bets in games that where you don't know. And I just don't know what Nebraska's going to do.
No.
Purdue and Syracuse, we talked about a little bit. Purdue's -1.5. That's an interesting one. Syracuse looked really good against Louisville. They dominated UConn. Their quarterback, who was not good last year, has been really good this year. 38 of 48 for 528 and 5 touchdowns.
Whew.
We know Purdue... Purdue's #2 in passing attempts per game at 58 a game right now.
Cuse's defense decent?
Their back seven's good.
Wait, Cuse's quarterback is old buddy who did the helicopter.
Garrett Schrader's.
Name. With the beard.
Yeah,
Mississippi State.
Yeah.
That guy's the man.
So, I mean, I think I lean Cuse. I don't know if it's something I'm going to take. But
I got it. Cuse getting points at home feels like a must have.
You want to lay 10.5 with Notre Dame? Against Cal? Cal's 0-2. They stink.
No.
Notre Dame's getting 10.5 against Cal.
No, they're laying it.
Giving.
Oh, no.
I may.
Under. It's got to be under. What's the total on that one? 40.
Yikes.
15?
Yikes.
What's the score? It's total 15.
Fucking Justin Wilcox, good defensive head coach.
I mean,
Notre Dame's defense is... That feels like a straight underplay to me.
Notre Dame hung in there tough with Ohio State and then got caught sleeping by Marshall. It could come out rolling. But Tyler, I don't think they've been up by 10.5
yet. Tyler Buckner, the quarterback, is out for the season, I believe.
Yep,
Notre Dame's quarterback.
Drew Pine, Connecticut's finest, is the backup taking his place.
He looked good when he came in last week, too.
No.
No, he did not.
No. Fuck the Rams.
One of the games of the day, BYU.
Yeah.
At Oregon.
This is a must-bet game. Either way.
3:30.
Game you have to.
3:30 Eastern. Fucking beautiful slot to bet a fucking game. One of the things I took away from Oregon playing Georgia. Oregon, who is supposed to have one of the better O-lines in the country, who didn't give up a ton of pressure. They were running for 4.5 yards per carry as well against Georgia. It's just Bo Nix couldn't do shit, obviously, through the air. And I love BYU. Their top two wide receivers are questionable. I love their defense. I don't know. I don't know where I'm gonna go in this one.
I hate to say it, but I might die with the Ducks.
Oh no.
Dude, I mean, I hate to say it.
The Ducks have burned me more than any team, I think.
The here's interesting. Yeah, they gave up a ton through the air. If the wide receivers play for BYU, I think I'll be on them. The BYU's defense only gave up 289 versus Baylor.
It's hard for a letdown spot from BYU, but that
it's
was
not, dude. Have you seen BYU's schedule by the by any
way? Emotional roller coaster.
They don't party though, so the letdown spots.
Well, they were probably soaking all weekend, but
come on.
I mean, I think Zach Wilson has.
Come on, Tony. What? You're the conductor here.
Let's get this train back on track, though.
Here's BYU's schedule, okay? Let's say they just win them all, okay?
They will.
What? Dude, their schedule is fucking...
They already beat Baylor. Let's say they get Oregon here.
Oh, yeah.
Also on the schedule now, not as good of a win now, Notre Dame. Then they have Arkansas, Liberty Bibbity, East Carolina, Boise, and Stanford.
Is this the toughest game on their schedule?
I would say Arkansas.
What did Oregon do last week?
They blew out. They won by 60 against. Who did they play?
Incarnate Word, I believe.
No, Incarnate Word beat Nevada. You piece of shit. 70-14 against Eastern Washington.
70-piece.
Yeah, Bo Nix was 28-33 for 277 and 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, dude, it's Eastern Washington.
I still think Bo Nix is not bad.
Hey, he played fucking unbelievable against, who was it? Was it Bama last? No, LSU.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. He's got it in him every once in a while.
Would you make...
It's a good defense, though.
Would you make them pick him, neutral site?
These two?
Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%.
Favorite. Really?
100%.
I would have BYU favored there. And I think Oregon's
not
getting...
That, not by too much,
I think,
right?
Oregon was getting too much respect at Georgia, and I think they're getting too much respect here.
Let me see, I am 100%
Oregon's a tough barn, though.
It is a tough barn.
Let me see. What did I have?
But, dude, I mean, these barn. BYU
you
kids
saw
are
what those fucking 12s did on Monday, dude. That's the same place.
Where the fuck is BYU in Oregon? I have this game on neutral, you're saying?
Yeah, if there's no
neutral, BYU, Oregon, 0.92.
Gotcha.
To Oregon.
All right.
Which is actually...
So it's sorry, that's, the exact that, same as...
I would have BYU as a one-point favorite. Okay? So that answers your question.
Yeah, it does pain me to say this because I absolutely hate Brigham Young University, but BYU should be favored here. Oregon, I think, fucking stinks this year. I actually loved watching
By
BYU
way,
play.
All back in.
Say
on
it, Bruce.
All back, all
say
back,
it, Bruce.
All the way back in on the system. Wrong
say
team.
It, Bruce.
Wrong team's favorite here.
I personally do believe that the wrong team is favorite.
Gump, are you going to take Colorado again? They're 27.5-point dogs against Minnesota.
Oh, fuck that team.
I have made a decision that I need a break.
You want to hear Colorado. The stat of the week that I fucking found in here? Colorado is giving up 377 rushing yards per game. On the other side, Minnesota is averaging 300 rushing yards per game. Hell Minnesota yeah. may rush for 400 rushing yards in this game.
You want to know the best part about making a Colorado bet?
What's that?
They'll never be covering, but they will keep it close enough that you will have hope till the very end, yep. and then they will kill you.
And that's the worst type of team in the world.
The worst.
4 points away from the spread with the ball.
And that's
seemingly
the worst type
the
of team in the world.
Oh, it's the worst.
Anybody doing anything? Ole Miss and Georgia Tech. 15.5 is the line there. I'm good.
No, thanks.
Penn State and Auburn.
Oh, Ooh. Yeah, dude. I am actually all over Auburn on this. I thought Penn State looked bad against Purdue. They barely squeaked out that win. Like, I'm not really thinking Penn State's all that. They're going into Auburn, going into Death Valley. Like, that's going to be a hard place to play. Plus 3?
Here's
Big Red Clifford's a bit of a dog, though.
Yeah, okay, but he should probably be in the NFL by now if he was a dog. He's been there for, what, 8 years?
It's
6 days.
Yeah, Clifford.
Sorry, dude. You're older than me. No chance you're going into Auburn and winning.
Here's my worry is Auburn lost two all SEC corners, so they're a little inexperienced.
What's Auburn
in the back
been doing
end.
This year? I feel like I haven't seen them at all.
They haven't played anybody. Yeah, they beat nobody. Mercer, and they tell you what, they only beat San Jose State by 8 last week.
Maybe a little bit of look at it. They do have a good quarterback though. TJ Finley is a transfer from LSU. He can run some people over. He beat out Bo Nix.
Bo Nix is a dog.
He's okay. something about me wants to lean Penn State here. Maybe. I probably won't take this game, to be honest with you.
Yeah, after betting Penn State week 0, holding my breath, somehow pulling that out. I don't know if I can sit and watch the Big Red Clifford for 4.
App State and Troy is the game day game.
Sick. My favorite fucking team.
Georgia State's coach is a fucking menace.
Georgia State?
Oh, yeah. I saw that video.
Them yelling?
He's the fucking man, going dude. Nuts.
I don't have a pick yet on Troy and App State. I mean, App State. Maybe an under here.
Maybe an under.
Yeah. Ooh. Was it still 11.5?
12.5 is the last time I saw it.
It's tough to sell an App State letdown spot with game day coming to town.
Yeah, absolutely not. Anyone buying Kansas? They got Houston coming off of back-to-back overtime games, right?
Get me away from this team.
Huh?
I'll be on Houston here.
Ooh.
I like Houston.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm staying.
Do yourself
that.
A favor and Google Derek Parrish from Houston. He had 4 sacks last week.
Wow.
Guy's an absolute menace. Wait till you see
what
he looks
like. I like their quarterback too, man.
Wake's laying 16.5 against Liberty.
Liberty
hasn't really been able to score this week. You know Wake's going to score. Wake's going to get 37 probably.
Does not 10.5 feel short for Houston, though, against Kansas?
I don't know.
A lot of people think Kansas is better.
Yeah.
Besides Mitt.
No, I've bet against Kansas last 2 games, and they've fucked me. So I think that, maybe they did.
Oh, so Kansas is better.
Their defense does stink, though, still, I'm pretty sure. So
I think their quarterback's actually good, though.
Kansas?
Yeah.
Jalen Daniels, 70% completion so far this year. 515 total yards in 2 games running and passing. He's not bad. Here's an interesting one. Mississippi State at family.
Hey. I'm diving in again, dude. This feels...
Are you going with the family?
Yeah. Why are they getting 2.5 at home?
I think it's because Mississippi State's not fucking bad. Will Rogers is their quarterback, 3rd year with Leach. Anytime you get that much time with Leach, they are the number one passing attempt team in the country. They're going to throw that fucking ball.
But LSU's strength is the secondary.
Over the yard, is it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, dude, they have fucking 7 banks rolling around.
Yeah, I think it kind of plays right into LSU's defense hands. And they get their running back, who has not been out there against Florida State.
He hasn't played in over a year because of academic eligibility issues and stuff. And so he's actually a dog.
Here's the thing. I love Will Rogers, Mississippi State's quarterback. I think he's really good. I like Jaden Daniels, though, too. I thought LSU played well. You might see me on MSSSISSSIPP.
What?
Oh, dude, come on. Do the right thing for the family.
I feel like Brian Kelly also knows how to run a upset family after a tough loss.
Man. He couldn't.
Brian Kelly didn't lose a lot of games at Notre Dame.
I know that.
I wasn't saying that as a slight to anything. I'm just saying.
Texas Tech's at NC State. NC State's 10.5. I know I was high on NC State coming into the season. I think 10.5 is quite a bit of points.
I was looking at that too, Tony.
They didn't play great against ECU. Devin Leary hasn't looked as good as he has last year yet. It might be a lot. It might be a lot there. Michigan State at Washington. We talked about it.
What is that?
What?
Michigan State's ranked?
Yeah, they're ranked 11th.
And they're getting 3.5 at Washington?
Yeah, that's absurd because now Washington's looking.
I love my Huskies.
But, okay, they've beaten Kent and Portland State.
Yeah, dude, I mean.
And they weren't good last year.
No, it's just Penix.
Michigan State, who was good last year. Now they haven't, I mean, who they beat? Western Michigan and who they have last week? Akron, maybe? Something like that. Their quarterback.
So this feels like everybody is going to, so 78% of the bets, 70% of the money on Michigan State. But the sharps are on Huskies.
For sure.
Do you want to hear about a little strategy option with all these 3.5s?
Here it is, though. Just
take
to this.
Yeah, what, if you just take them, if you just take BYU plus 3.5, Auburn plus 3.5, LSU plus 3.5, and Michigan State plus 3.5, how do you lose money?
Oh, LSU's the 3.5, though.
They're 2.5, but I just bought it for the theme.
You could also do that with all the 7.5s, Paul.
Well, there aren't a ton of 7.5.
No, but I'm saying in general.
Yeah, but this seems like a 3.5 weekend.
Gotcha.
But Washington minus 3.5, money line minus 156.
Yeah, that's low.
Yeah, that's very low.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Why would you ever lay it, actually?
I don't know. I'm really hesitant to bet on Penix. I mean, I know he's looked great, and he looked great a couple of years ago, but I still just remember those bad picks and him kind of fucking losing some games at IU. Just, I don't know.
I love when Washington's good at football.
Yeah, me too. It is. It was good. It was good to have a dog in the fucking Pac-12.
They have sweet colors.
Fucking yeah, sweet colors.
Some big oozes.
These are proud, fucking proud organizations.
Jake Locker, the quarterback coach here?
Should be.
Uncle Penix.
Should be.
Letdown spot maybe for Texas against Meep Meeps.
Yeah, I gotta take that. That's too many points.
Can they tackle Robinson though?
He's a little banged up, but he's gonna go. Obviously, yeah. Here's my worry.
UTSA has got to run out of gas at some point. Yeah,
Hudson Card, who hurt his ankle against Bama's day to day.
Wow.
Quinn Ewers, for some reason, what's his name? Why can't I think of head coach's name?
Old buddy Sark.
Steve Sarkisian, yeah. Thank you. Also said Quinn Ewers was day to day, which.
With a broken collarbone?
No, apparently it's not.
Get him out there.
Dude, at the beginning of that game when Quinn Ewers was balling, I have a Heisman ticket on him. I was actually thinking, like, fuck yeah, he's going to beat Bama, have a Heisman moment. Like, let's go. He gets hurt. I was just like, all right, what the fuck? And then Bama, and it's a close game. I also had Bama minus 21. Just, what emotional fucking
hell.
Let me see what
Bama laying this week?
All right, here's what Sark is. I know you guys are going to want to tell me an exact timetable. You're going to ask me specifically, and I'm going to tell you right now, they're day-to-day. That's for both quarterback. It's day-to-day. The beauty of it for all of these guys, it's nothing structural. It's not surgery-driven. It's not broken. It's not ligament damage. So they're day-to-day.
Oh, wow. So they're just going to throw Quinn in a sling and have him sling around.
If there's no ligament damage, it's not broken. No surgery needed.
Wow. I could end up laying it here if there's just pure intrigue at the quarterback. Dude, if he comes out of that tunnel and the place goes bananas.
Yeah.
Wait, is it his problem. Left? Is it his left?
Yeah, it's his left
non-throwing
shoulder.
He might have a broken collarbone and they're going to shoot him up and just play.
Maybe. Well, it's not broken.
Yeah, it's not broken. But like, there's no chance that there's no ligament damage. Like, come on. Like,
maybe I was very surprised because I thought I saw 4-6, and then
yeah, that's what I saw too.
And Miami
charcuterie board guy didn't seem too bad. Charred.
Card. Dude, somebody with that hair would definitely play through a broken collarbone if it's not their throwing.
Miami's at A&M 5 or 5.5, whatever it is. Here's my thing with this one.
I like the U here.
Miami has the better quarterback by far.
Bro, Van Dyke's going to be a baller. I think he's an NFL guy.
Fucking Todd McShay has him as a top 5 NFL quarterback right now.
Okay, yeah. I mean, now I feel like an asshole for saying that.
No, he does. No, he does.
But, like, I actually do, like, think, like, shit, this kid steps back there, looks through his reads, and delivers balls. Like,
last week, good. McShay had, obviously, Bryce Young, Stroud, Levis, and then 4 was Van Dyke, and I think 5 was Anthony Richardson as got pro prospects or whatever. They have the better quarterback. Their defense last year stunk, but it's got to be a little better this year. And A&M, you just saw, couldn't move the ball on App State, who gave up 63 points to North Carolina.
I think Cristobal is a good coach, too.
I do, too. Now, they didn't play great last week, but they're probably looking ahead to this one.
Yeah, I think 5.5 is a good number for the U here.
Now, Texas A&M has a really, really, really good defense. But I mean,
dude, I mean, I understand that you didn't look amazing last week, but I mean,
there's gonna be a lot of people. There's gonna be a lot of people in Miami, though.
Yeah, I mean, Texas A&M lost, so is this another? I mean, fuck, 5.5. I think the wrong team's favored.
I'm not. And then, okay, last game of the night. I'm not saying this will even show up on my Picks Friday sheet because I haven't finished handicapping everything.
It won't.
But Tony, plus the – it's got to go up to 13, right?
Oh, don't bet against the fucking power.
Tony, if it, Tony plus 13.5 plus 14 on Fresno may be my 5-star play.
Yeah, Tone.
Fresno's not a bad fucking team.
57% of the money, 83% of the bets.
What? Are on Fresno?
No.
Okay, so everyone's betting USC, but the money, we got some money coming in on Fresno.
Nah.
I need to see USC stop an actual offense.
Yeah, because you know that USC will drop a game that knocks them out of the playoff in heartbreaking fashion. I just don't know if it's going to be this early.
I guarantee it. Hey, this one could be.
The team is good, man. We're going to do the, everyone's doing this every fucking week. Last week it was Stanford. Now it's Fresno.
Well, no. I mean, nobody thought it was Stanford.
Everybody thought it was fucking Stanford.
Nobody thought it was. We all took USC.
Nobody thought it was Stanford. Sharp in the country was on Stanford.
And don't compare Fresno to Stanford, okay?
I'm not. I'm just saying we're going to do this every week because everybody wants to fade USC.
Yeah, and they're going to be laying 10 every week.
Yeah, and, yes. And me and Gumpy are going to probably be taking the 10 every week. It's Lincoln Riley at USC. Dude, it's not whoever the fuck they've been shit-canning and carouseling the last 4 years. Lincoln Riley's been to the playoff.
Have some respect for Clay Helton. Okay, he was
there. Fresno's quarterback is there for 7 years. That's my only concern.
Jake Kanter's good. I just want to see USC stop a good quarterback. And they're going to get a chance to do it Saturday. Now, I'm not – this game could be 51-41.
I mean, every – that's cover.
That's cover, babe.
That's cover.
What is the total on that game?
73.
That makes sense.
Damn it.
Over.
Over. We should all do a late night Saturday, 10:30 Eastern, fucking over on Fresno, USC.
I actually don't really like the over. I could because I do think that this heartbreaking over, USC loss that knocks them out of the eventual playoff berth will probably be a lower scoring game, and I would feel like this one.
USC third in yards per play in the country.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Dude, oh yeah. USC seven on good. Seven out there.
Tony, notice that Tony.
Their red zone efficiency though 105.
Notice that Tony didn't say anything bad about their fucking offense when he was talking about them.
What's their defense ranks?
Do yards because they give up a bunch of yards to Rice, not points though.
Passing yards 33rd, rushing yards 105, yards per play 54. 128th points. Fourth in turnovers, though. An opportunistic defense here, Tony.
Very opportunistic. Three pick sixes against Rice.
To your point, too, like Stanford did drive on them pretty early, and then they got that pick in the end zone, Rice and that kind of Rice fucking that killed too. That game.
Yeah.
So
it is,
I mean,
a lot of 12.5 is a lot of points.
Bad taste.
I'm still going to take it on.
USC, is that barn going to be cranked? Has it been cranked yet? Mm.
Home against Rice. I don't know what it was like. I'll be excited to see.
I don't know. UCLA's crowd has been fucking USD awful, though.
Cranked again.
This is a true Pac-12 after dark game, except for it's not two Pac-12 teams, but.
Yeah.
It's on Fox, too.
It's always there.
It's always there. This is a 7:30 start out here. This is beautiful.
Yep. The Beavers got a bad taste in Fresno's mouth.
Oh, that one was.
Coming out hot.
All right. Tomorrow we'll go over some more stuff. It's Thursday. Baseball. What do you got for baseball?
Couple already started, but I got a taking the Cards first five plus a half with Wainwright on the bump against the Brewers.
Okay.
And I'm taking the A's first five plus a half with Sears on the mound against the Rangers. Sears been pretty good.
JP.
Yeah. I got the Mariners going right now again, Castillo going. Napoli's up 1-0 on Rangers. And then I jumped the gun on the what's that? I don't know what that other league's called. What's the other one? Champions League, Europa League, and then the...
You're asking the wrong fucking group.
UEFA?
That's Super? Champions League?
No, it's not the Super League, is it?
We talking about the Queens League?
No, it was the one that Roma won last year.
Let me see. Roma.
Everyone made a big deal about it because it was Mourinho.
Roma. 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 Europa Conference League title.
There it is, the Europa Conference League.
It's just like the CONCACAF Cup.
Yeah, I jumped ahead. I jumped the gun. I got excited there. I thought I couldn't believe Lazio was in that. But no, this must be Europa, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know, pal.
You don't know, Gumpy.
Lazio has to be in Europa. There's no way they're in that league already. Lazio, Moneyline, and Midtjylland.
Oh, you gave that one out yesterday.
And Union Berlin double chance at Braga.
Okay.
The classic run it back.
I don't know if EPL is back this weekend. I don't fucking know.
Did you see what Kraft put out, by the way?
RIP the Queen.
Wait till Kraft, as in Kraft peanut butter.
What, they got something new?
Robert?
No, you'll see it when we get off. They fucking reenacted us fucking celebrating Smooth Cream Moo.
What?
Huh?
Actual Kraft?
Yeah. Kraft peanut butter.
Bullshit.
Anything else?
I might come out of baseball retirement here and take the Dodgers -130 tonight. Okay.
Who they got? Fucking
right off winning the fucking
D-backs.
Oh yeah, that's my right get back.
In the division.
Yeah, but they want 100. They're 98 wins.
All right. Yep. White Sox probably fucking lost, so I'm gonna get back on the Dodgers money line tonight. Full game.
Did the Mets win -500 last night?
Nope.
Knew it.
Fuck, we should have sprinkled.
Fucking
gasp.
I knew it. You have that big of a dog, you always go on the other side. Or big of a favor, you always go on the other side. Fuck. Stupid. So fucking stupid. Add to the list. -500 in a fucking baseball game. Take the other side.
Just head to the racetrack.
Shut your fucking mouth, okay? All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Can't wait to break down more of the late NFL games. Any other college football information that comes up, we will dive into.
Oh, the WNBA final that I'm on.
WNBA finals.
WNBA final.
Tomorrow we have an actual NFL game that we'll break down fully. fuck you just say?
I'm just chuckling.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.